Ron, you guys made some pretty significant improvements this year on special teams. What do you think the key to getting it going in the right direction, and what's the next step?
Well, yeah, you know, I think the key number one is, you know, we sit down and with Coach Jason and I in the beginning of the year, and we went through paragraph by paragraph, period by period, and, you know, really talked about the things that, you know, we wanted to get done. We all got on the same page, and then I think probably the biggest thing is our players bought into it. You know, there's a lot of talk about scheme and always, and, you know, if there was one offense or one defense or one special teams that was the best, everybody would be doing it. I think number one, first of all, you know, we all believe in what we're doing, and our players believe it. You know, that's, to me, was the one thing that, you know, every year here we're probably going to have a lot of young guys. That's our philosophy. Those guys, the quicker they buy in and see what we're trying to get accomplished, you know, the better that, you know, we're going to be as a team. And we'll be, hopefully, we should be better next year. We've got to continue to improve.
Ron, I know obviously Jeff Janis ended up stepping up for you in a number of different ways, but Mike had mentioned preseason training camp, him sitting down talking with him and kind of the jump he had made as the season wore on. What did you see in terms of maybe things clicking with him, or just in terms of?
Well, if you remember, I think we talked about him back early in the year, and you know, Coach said this, you know, the one thing about Jeff, everything is new. Every time it's a new experience. And the one thing I was really impressed with Jeff this year is, you know, he normally didn't make the same mistake twice. There was no question that he, you know, in fact, I told him as we're walking in the locker room at halftime, and I mean, you know, he was gassed. And I said, Jeff, I said, remember this talk we had, you know, at the beginning of the year? You know, this is what you want to do. This is, you know, and he kind of smiled. And I says, you know, hey, you're going to be tired, but just, you know, you push through those things. And, you know, I was really proud of him. I was happy for him and proud of him. You know, because we did ask, you know, a lot of him. You know, we tried to take as much, we took as much off of him as we could. We spelled him on the kickoff team. But there's things that, you know, we needed him. You know, we needed him on the punt team. We needed him as a gunner. And, you know, he did a great job, and he sucked it up. And as I said, I heard on the phones one time, he says, you know, it in the second half, Jeff's got to get back. And I'm thinking to myself, the poor guy's, he's dang near out of gas. But he sucked it up and did a great job. But I think the thing he did was he, you know, he continued to learn. You know, a lot of times, you know, I coached him hard. I'm sure the offensive coaches coached him hard. And, you know, he bought in and tried to do, you know, and I think it showed off.
Specifically with that gunner spot, is there anything with his skill set that just seemed to really translate into him making an impact right away? Because it seemed like something he did all season long.
Well, he's big, strong, and you know, he's physical. And Jeff's a big guy, and he runs. Once he gets going, he can go, and he keeps him off his body. You know, and then there's not, you know, the guy 28 now, he's the one guy that could run with him. But most people aren't able to run with him. So once he gets a step on him, he's able to go. And Jason did a great job of working the release things. It's a lot of carryover from a receiver. As I said, he bought into that, and, you know, he knew that was where he could, you know, right now make a big impact on his football team. A lot of times those guys, that's important that they buy into the, hey, this is how I can help the Green Bay Packers right now. Until I get my opportunity playing offense and defense, and, you know, that's something that the more guys you got that can do that, the better you're going to be.
Ron, whether it was with guys like Janis or Jaron Elliott or Chris Banjo or Goodson, some of the core guys that you have this year, how did they sort of step up for this unit when you lost a guy like Richardson, who was probably going to be another core player for you?
Well, you know, they everybody wants to play, obviously. And I think the one thing kind of goes back to camp, the way we got into camp. We, you know, as you install your stuff, you know, you're going against what we call show teams. But the thing that we did is, you know, we coached the guys wearing the red hats the same as we coached the other guys. So we were always trying to go good against good. You know, you might have your punt team going against guys on the defense that, you know, that they everybody was playing their position that we had them in. And I think that really carried over because we got good looks, we got good competition, and then you're able to have guys kind of step in then when you did get guys bummed up. I think the one thing, particularly the special teams, if you talk to the special teams coaches in the league, you know, when you get into the 53, and then obviously when it gets cut down, you get into games and guys start getting injured, you know, that's a concern. This game Saturday night was not as bad as the game first time we played them out there. We were really thin, and so you're trying to plug guys in and you're trying to, coach guys up, and then you go back. I've already made some notes of some things that, we want to do in camp and in the off season when we get in, to help us better be prepared for those kinds of situations.
Did you have fun this year doing this, Ryan?
I had a great time. I wish, it's kind of a bummer that we can't keep doing it. And once again, I think it's, Coach McCarthy's a great man to work for. I mean, the plan is laid out, and this is the direction we're going. We got a great group. This football team, I tell these young guys in particular all the time, because they don't know anything else, they don't really know how good they have it. I mean, it's a great organization. It's about coaches about the players, and that's the way you like to be in that kind of environment. And so you're able to do your job and coach to the best of your ability. And obviously, the game of football, if you're in it long enough, there's going to be some bad things that happen. But I think one of the reasons that our football team handled adversity the way we handled is because the way Coach McCarthy's from the very beginning. And you go into every season knowing that there's going to be adversity in every phase and all kinds of situations, and you always say, well, as a football coach, you determine how that team, what kind of coach you are, but how that team handles adversity. And I don't think there's any question this football team handled adversity, and that all comes from the top.
What's the next step then for your unit?
For the unit?
Yeah.
Well, I think once again we got to continue to improve. You go back and what are some things, and I don't want to get into Coach Mike. I've already talked about this, but we set up our grading where we grade everything. So we're going to be able to go back through that and say, okay, these are some things that we had some issues with. Well, then you go back and as you reconstruct your preseason, these are things we got to spend more time on. We got to do more things with this. And as I mentioned earlier, we want to make sure that we try to build a foundation and a base with our guys, so when we get into the situation towards the end of the year or middle part of the year, whenever it is, and you have guys that you're having to plug in there that maybe aren't playing quite as much, there's the carryovers, they've got some experience, they got some foundation there, and they're able to kind of step in and know what to do.
Brett returning as a starter for you guys next year?
I mean, obviously that's not in my decision, but I think I talked to Brett today, and he's doing well. He's 3 weeks out and looking good, feeling good. He's doing everything that they've asked him to do. And let me just say this about Rick too. I think Rick came in here in a very, very tough situation. You think about it, I think I might have said this last week. His first week, he's making sandwiches one day, and a couple of days later he's snapping for the Green Bay Packers, and he's snapping against a very, very good football team in a very, very loud environment. I don't know. I mean, that environment, the acoustics in that place is ridiculous. You can't hear, and so he's snapping on from the 1 yard line. He's snapping on a fake punt. I mean, there's a lot of things happen to that guy, and I was really, I really proud of the way he came in and did a good job. We did some things to try to help him with protection, and then everybody else knew they had to step up with the coverage. Because we may not have everybody down there the way we want them, but it was nobody complained. Everybody just did what they had to do.
Whether for this team or somebody else, can Rick snap in this league?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I think he's proven that he can snap.
Hey, Ron, Tim was saying that his first punt wasn't very good on Saturday night, and he maybe was a little gun shy after that.
I'm not sure you call it gun shy. Well. Tim is such a great guy. He always wants to please. And I told him today, I said, Tim, there's no question that he can punt as well as anybody in this league. The thing that Tim's going to work on, you just got to go do it. And quit worrying about, what I say. Or there's only one guy you got to worry about what says. That's Coach McCarthy. And just go do your job because he can do it. And you can't let those things bother you. And usually they don't. I mean, but he wants to please. He doesn't want to let his teammates down. He doesn't want the fans down. And he just got to go do what he can do. Because he's proven he can do it in this league, and he can do it at a very, very high level. And I think more important than anything, I mean, him and Mason both, it's different kicking out here in this stadium than anywhere else. And I think that's probably the thing that upsetting the most. I mean, he had perfect conditions and, you know, didn't have the kind of game that he wanted to have. But, hey, you got to, you know, shake it off and you got to go.
Ron, with Mason, in terms, I know he'll be coming up here for a contract. How you see all these teams in the league when they lose a kicker, sometimes the domino effect of that. How difficult is it to find someone like Mason? How valuable is it when you can get a guy for that many years to...
Well, I think number one, you can find a guy that can kick the football through the steel poles. But how are they going to handle this environment? How are they going to handle pressure situations? That's something, you know, particularly a young guy, you don't know until he's put in that situation. I mean, you get feelings and you try to, you know, go back through his past and you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, how does he handle those kinds of situations? How does he handle when he misses one? All those kind of things. But I think what Mason has done in talking to him today, I said, you know, whatever you did in preparation last year, you need to do exactly the same thing. Because when he does have an issue, a little issue, and he really didn't have many issues, but we'll talk about it, and he'll tell me this is what happened, this is what happened. He knows exactly what happened. He knows exactly what he has to do to fix it, and you know, he does it. And I think that's the thing that you know, he's got a lot of confidence, and he knows he can do what he has to do.
Is all that amplified because of the weather here too? I mean, college guys just don't kick in anything like you guys have to do.
No question. And even, I mean, him and Tim Bowe, they're all three that way. They just, whatever. You know, they just, okay. Well, it doesn't bother them, you know. I mean, they just go out and do it. And that's the temperament that it's hard to find. As I said, you can go to the combine and you can go see guys and they can boom it and hit it and do all the things that you want them to do. But when it comes down to, you know, what's important, and that's, you know, kicking in the game when you have to have it, those guys are hard to find. That's why there's only 32 of them in the world.
Brian, you got a couple of really good kickoff returns from Jeff late in the year. You got a couple early from Ty. Obviously, you didn't have Ty for a lot of the year. With all the improving you've made on special teams from last year to this year, is that the one area where you'd like to see a few more to really kind of get your special teams group going?
If you go back and you look, we probably left, and I'm not exaggerating, we probably left four, at least three touchdowns on the table. And I always tell them, you don't come out the womb just returning kickoffs. There's a little bit of a, you know, people think you just catch a ball and run real fast. And, you know, but there's reading, there's, you know, you got, you know, and it's guys coming real fast. It's a little bit different than a running back because, you know, he's behind the line of scrimmage and he's got 2 or 3 or 4 yards. And, you know, they run that and do that and do that and do that every day, where, you know, ours is just a little bit different. But I think, you know, Jeff, and that's one of the things about Jeff, he got better and better and better. I don't think there's any question, and Ty will do the same thing. You know, the where we made our biggest improvement in the kickoff return is our guys blocking, and I think some of the drills that we did, and some of, you know, Jason did a great job with the guys up front, and you get on guys, and you know, if you look at it, their kicker made 2 tackles, and I think when you got your kicker making tackles, then you know now it's up to the returner to beat the kicker.
Ron, I know early in the season, Mike was that third guy in your room, and obviously he retakes the play calling duties. Did you have another assistant come into that role after he went back to the offense? And if he is doing that next year, how comfortable do you and Jason feel about kind of, you know, flying without him on that team?
We're going to keep doing what, you know. Trust me, he'll let us know if he doesn't like something. And we don't. I think the big thing, and this is just my own experience from being a head coach, don't ever surprise the head coach. I mean, if there's going to be something you want to do, or, you know, I'm going to run it by him, and hey, coach, what do you think about this? And you know, he doesn't have time for surprises. He got enough on his plate, and I think that's the one thing that was, you know, he knew that we weren't going to throw any surprises at him, and this is what we're looking at. Are you okay with this? And there was things that, hey, I'd rather not. Okay, don't do it. That's good. And as I said, there's a lot of ways of doing things, and you got a better chance. If everybody's on the same page, you got a better chance of being right.
Well, for lack of a better word, simplicity or basics or you know, not doing too much be sort of your MO from now on? Or do you think with this group you'll be able to start, you know, being a little more, take more chances, whatever you want to call it?
Well, I don't know. We probably did more than what people, you know, we're keeping it simple. Everybody, but you always got your little, you know, I'll give you an example. I probably shouldn't even tell you this, but you know, we are pretty basic, but you know, how they handle those game situations. You know, we go out, and I told the kickoff team before the game, I said, okay, guys, look, you know, we knew we were gonna defer. All right, coach had already told the team. Arizona was 100% take the ball. So I said, we're kicking off. I'm not exactly sure which, you know, when, you know, in fact, I told Mason and Aaron, you know, because they were always sitting over there, and they know what we're going to do. And Aaron says, which way do you want to kick? And I just looked at Mason. I said, Mason, I'll tell you. You just tell me which way we're kicking. But those guys knew we were kicking off. We had two guys line up on the wrong side. Now, we were okay. But, and they come off the field, and I just looked at them, and you know, but they get so involved in the game, and, you know, I mean, you know, it's a lot easy. Hindsight's 20/20. You know, when you get into the heat of the battle sometimes, and it worked out perfect. There was no issues, but they were lined up on different sides. And you know, that's why it's important that you keep it simple. And, you know, the best, you know, you do as much as they can do, and you do, you know. Took me a long time in coaching to learn that. You know, I always wanted to go into a game with as many bullets as I could carry, but it's better off just making sure those guys can do the things that you're wanting to do.